Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, folks, it's EZ for my friends at Uncommon Goods. The holiday season is here, so start your shopping here. Go to uncommongoods.com, click where it says Christmas shopping. You've got gifts for her, for him, for the grandparents, for the kids, for the teens, for your friends. Oh my gosh, artisan, handcrafted, amazing gifts for you and yours. Truly, everything that is cool is found at Uncommon Goods. You can get lost on the website with the amount of products that are there. Uncommon Goods partners with some of the most creative people on the planet and puts all of their offerings on one spot for you to shop in the convenience of your home. I love Uncommon Goods, and you will too. And don't forget that when you shop at uncommongoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, and many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a buck back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. Wow, they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. Don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Be on my birthday.
Dump it.
I said, just dump. Or when you get it.
Crumbs on shirt.
Yeah. Hey, friends, I've got a free clip from the latest Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 77 is in the books. Enjoy this free clip.
A good portion of this podcast has been pointing out the greatness that is the Hot Wings hot take. Today is no different. Whether it's because of the laugh talking or the content, they're ripe for material for this show. Also, for this one, let me remind you that this show is on rock stations. This hot take leads to a rocking, gripping conversation.
Oh, good morning. I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
Flowers that have to be dug up and tended to and stored in special ways are high maintenance jerk plants that deserve to go extinct.
Oh, dang.
Mm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Deserve to go extinct.
Oh, dang.
Mm.
So flower talk is about to be in full swing. No mocking from anyone. Just rocking contribution. Hot Wings takes his love of tree talk to full-on plant talk.
So they're just yes-anding them instead of calling him a freaking queer like they should.
Yeah, like during the double wrap bread where you were like, you're gay.
idiot.
Oh, God. They're going, yeah, yeah. How about them flowers?
Yeah, oh, flowers. Yeah.
Dig them up. I hate it, too.
They got petals and stamens. Yeah. And...
Are you talking about tulips?
No.
Like a direct shot at your dad right there.
Dahlias.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are my favorite.
They're so
yeah,
pretty.
They are pretty, right? And my old man dad, that's what he does most of his life is tend to those flowers, and he's excellent at it, and he loves it. Now, I didn't fall far from the tree in that I like trees and plants.
Oh,
I did.
Now he's off and running. Now, this is terrible. Yeah.
Fall far from the tree in that I like no or low maintenance plants that you put in the ground and then leave alone, possibly trim every so often. But those you have to take out of the ground and then store them in some special way. You have to split the roots, the tubers. And I go, yep, this is why I didn't want these. And I had brought it up in the spring because he had like 280 of these plants because he's been splitting them over the years and he cultivating these things. And I said, yeah, those are cool. And I go, I'll take one. Let's just see what happens if I plant it. Mm-hmm. And of course, he gave me 9.
Yeah.
And then I gave 3 to my girlfriend, but I still have 6. And, you know, they did terribly. And now I have to like research how to take them out. I have to call my dad and go, what do I do now?
And then do
yeah, you couldn't just look on the internet. You couldn't. Right. You couldn't just.
Oh, I think he does actually.
Sign?
Yeah, I have to dig them up and put them in like special containers. And there's like 8 different schools of thought about put them in this material.
So basically, his dad, who's elderly, did something nice for him, and he's talking shit about it.
Yes. Put them in pine needles.
You can't just let them die because your daddy gave him.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah, because you said
they're his legacy.
You said I have to.
Not me. These.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
You're a grown adult. Yep. You're a man. You're 50.
It'll take care of those. Frost.
Well, there is. There is my internal school of thought of what if I just don't do anything and let's see it. This will be my science experiment.
You're going to see if they'll make it through the winter.
See what happens. Will they come back up if I don't do anything?
Probably not.
But maybe.
We'll find out.
This was what Hot Wings thinks was much better than this because.
Oh, yeah.
At least that was written out and you knew it was coming to an end. It'd be 80
seconds.
You tried
to put jokes in there. And,
this
you tried
is
to make
just,
it funny. Yeah.
Hey, no, just make a wild statement like flowers stink and then we'll kick it around and it'll be great.
They're now.
It's getting warmer by the year a little bit. You know, our winters are a little milder. I know they're not below below the frost line.
We're just a couple of years away from a full year growing season.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
20,000.
Wow. Million. Boy, does that just
by the way.
Ugh.
And then they just move on. Yeah. Ugh,
what a mess that is.
Yeah. Seriously. These are the segments that I've pulled from that are starting shows.
Yeah, that's always a bad way to start. And Tyler writes, quote, what if I just don't do anything, which coincidentally is his motto for his radio career. That's it. My free clip from the latest Who Are These Freebeers full show. Can be yours for free and the 76 episodes before it when you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And if you want to sign up, pro tip, sign up for a full year and I'm taking 10% off of the cost. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.